To CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Oh, yes, it's sippin' time again. Welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. This is Made Man Bob. Joining me today are Made Man Brent.
It's a pleasure to be here. Are you guys going to untie me after I review everything today? You promised me, right?
We don't know.
Don't complain.
There's people who pay good money to see you on internet right now.
Yeah. Yeah, he has an OnlyFans page. You'd be surprised how much money he makes off of it.
It's $1.75 a week.
You'd be very surprised. And we got good old boy Justin.
Good morning. I don't know if we should untie him, but we should at least put his pants back on. It's drafty here in the basement.
Well, he's done sampling. You just put the ball gag back in.
Oh, there you go. Stop complaining that way.
Yeah, exactly. We don't have to listen to it anymore. Yeah. Hey, go open the crate and bring out the gimp, will you? Yep, so... And good old boy Harmeet. Speaking of the game.
Thanks for having me. I'm afraid and in the dark, and I want to leave now.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, it's just, well, hold on.
What?
There you go. All right, well... Our sip segments are all about coffee, distilled spirits, tea, anything you can drink, wine, beer, sangria, you name it.
We haven't done a coffee episode in a while, though.
Well, we don't do them. They do them at the home office, so.
Well, that's them.
Well, you get on a plane and fly up there, I would tell you.
Just because you like Sanka? I don't want any. We've got company. With that one Manus Galco, the one comedian. We've got company. Would you like some Sanka? Yeah.
I want to do the Jean-Luc commercial.
Well, today's sip segment is all about whiskey. So we are.
Nice.
Yeah. So.
All I have is a bottle of very, very, very old scotch. Whiskey.
There you go.
I was happy when you said whiskey, not when you said scotch.
Oh, come on, man. Don't be that way.
Come on. We got Star Trek, Scotty, scotch. It's all good.
Yeah, it's a good day. So here's the whiskeys we're going to be tasting today. From Aaron, we have the Aaron Single Malt Scotch Whiskey Port Cask, the Aaron Single Malt Whiskey Amarone Cask, and we have the Aaron Sauterne Cask. And from the folks at Signatory, we have their Glenlivet 2007 Unchill Filtered Collection. We have the Signatory Pulteney 2008 Cask Strength, the Signatory Glen Grant 2000 Cask Strength, the Signatory Coahuila 2010 Cask Strength, and the Signatory Kleinleash 1990 Cask Strength. So let's move on to our sips ratings, and we're going to have Justin tell us about those.
It's not Scottish, it's crap.
Yeah.
One sip. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth.
Gangadine, water.
Gangadine, bring water. Bring water.
Two sips. Nice, but what else do you have?
Well, isn't that nice?
It sounds like if, Sean Connery suffered a traumatic head injury. Yeah, that's what I'm getting. Yeah.
Yep. For three. Sure.
Three sips. Interesting, but what was this again?
For a minute there, I got Puss in Boots. Did you get that? Yeah. It was like a cross between Puss in Boots and Zorro at the very beginning of that. So,
yeah,
okay.
He was there.
Moving on.
Four sips. Let's keep the secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
That's classified.
I don't know what that was.
I think that's from Kazakhstan. I think that was Borat, I think.
That wasn't quite Borat.
Kind of Borat.
Five sips.
Oh my, I was unaware anything could be this good.
That was Schwarzenegger.
That, yeah, oh, he was virgin. Yeah.
Get to the chopper. Yes. Get to the chopper. I'll be back.
That was Hans
Hear
and Franz.
Hear me now and believe me later.
That was Hans and Franz. That's basically what that was. Yep, okay.
That it was.
All right. Well, rarely do we go into the toilet that quick. So, good Lord. So let's have Brent tell us about our first whiskeys.
Thanks, Bob. The Aaron Distillery was established by a group led by Harold Curry, a former director at Chivas Brothers and a D-Day veteran. Looking for a good water supply, they chose to build a distillery in La Carranza near the Loch Dunedavy on the north end of the island of Aaron. The initial distillery construction was delayed when a pair of golden eagles took up residence at the site, but was finally completed in 1995. Did they shoo away the eagles, I wonder?
No, they had a barbecue.
Yeah.
they read the next sentence. They put them on the label and the cork.
Yeah,
I know.
They're part of every label. Yeah.
Their bottles today feature two eagles on the label and a cork as a nod to their former visitors.
They turned the eagles into glue, and that's how the label's attached.
The island has a long history of distilling, once being home to nearly 50 illicit distilleries. The most recent legal distillery on the island closed in 1837. Their visitor center was opened in August 1997 by Her Majesty the Queen, who was presented with two casks for Princess William and Harry.
They're keeping the Harry one.
Yep.
They poured that one out.
In 1998, the first cask of Aaron was opened after 3 years of maturation by Scottish actor Ewan McGregor. For the first legal dram, Mad Eon, on the island over 160 years.
Obi-Wan drinks this scotch.
There we go.
Got to be good.
Yeah. Yep. Aaron was expanded in 2017 with the addition of a second wash still and a second spirit still and an expansion of their visitor center. So with that, we're going to get on to the Aaron Single Malt Scotch Whiskey Port Cask Finish. It's 50% ABV, 100 proof, non-age stated. This whiskey was matured for around 8 years before being finished in used port casks. So the color of this is a light straw color. It's on the nose. The first thing I thought of when I had the nose was baked apple pie.
Mm-hmm.
It just came right
with
through.
With a lot of cinnamon on top.
Yeah, and you know, it's like the...
That crystal sugar.
That grandma's baked apple pie that you get. It's just just a little bit of vanilla after that. And on the palate... There was some vanilla, some fruits, definitely some oranges in there. You know what? I didn't get that apple pie, which was what, you know, you have that, but the palate was just as amazing as the nose, but completely different. And that's hard to replicate that sometimes. But a little splash of water, and it's really opened up with with the oranges and the honey notes a little bit. The finish just doesn't end. I am very pleased with this one. This one really, you know, makes me want to drink more. I mean, we've had their stuff before, and I've loved it then, and I really enjoy this one as well.
What do you think? I am very aroused.
What do you think, Justin?
So, this spirit on the nose and its palate, it's very, very clean. And, I mean, all the other notes... I agree with, but super clean. What did you think, Harm?
Sorry, I'm having a little coughing fit.
The problem with whiskeys of this strength is if you have them in your mouth and then you inhale to speak without swallowing first, that's called a rookie mistake. I did that earlier. This whiskey is beautiful. It's beautiful. Like you said, it's clean. I didn't get as much citrus as Brent said until it opened up with air. The orange really came out. But before that, it was all about baked apples.
Yeah, after you add the water, the citrus really comes through. So
And the peppermint's there. And some these nuts. I don't know what that's roasted like almonds.
Yeah, I really didn't. I couldn't figure out the nuts at all. I really didn't get the nuts on there too much at all for me?
It's like roasted almonds, like almost like a Marcona almond. It's like it's light.
The Marcona almonds. Yep.
And I love the way it tasted before water, but after water it got better, and it lingered. Even it stood up to it, and the finish got longer.
The water didn't affect the finish at all.
No, the finish lasts forever. It just does, it just sticks around, and it doesn't leave.
And it ends with like a hint of mint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the cleanliness.
Yeah. That's that fresh.
That's why it's that fresh. Yeah.
It's that freshness. That's that mouthwash freshness.
It's better than Scope.
Yeah. Well, that's high praise. Yeah.
That's what they were going for. Yeah.
You can be drinking mouthwash or you can be drinking.
Well, it's honestly, this is just another winner in the line from Aaron. I mean, we did a show featuring quite a lot of Aaron products not that long ago, and it was one of the most shocking shows in the fact that Brent loved all of them. And
not that we buy one.
And we all of us liked them, but Brent liked them too. You know, they're killing it.
Drugged.
They're I mean, the guys in Aaron are absolutely killing it. They're putting out some fantastic spirit. I have yet to have anything from them I don't like, and this is absolutely fantastic whiskey.
I had some I didn't like, but that was when they first, from some of their earlier stuff, I think they had a couple of bad barrels that we got in Florida. But that was it, and that was almost, 20 years ago?
And we
since then it's been fantastic.
I remember a mutual friend of ours purchased some barrels from Aaron for one of his labels, and I just remember drinking and going, my God, this is fantastic stuff. It's just, again, baked apple pie on the nose, cinnamon and baked apples, a little bit of peppermint.
I haven't had a bad whiskey from them in the last 10 years.
No. And on the palate, it's just beautiful fruit. I get the nuttiness. The citrus notes are huge. The finish, like he said, the finish gets longer when you add water, which is just absolutely counterintuitive. And the finish was already long. And the end of that finish is that mint, that wisp of coolness. A fantastic whiskey. And one of the times, like we always talk about, you know, when you're cast finishing, you're not trying to cover the whiskey, you're trying to finish finish it up and fill in the holes. This one did it well. So I like it.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and we were discussing the Aaron Single Malt Scotch Whiskey Port Cask finish. Just a fabulous whiskey all around. Again, as we always say, the cask finish is meant to enhance the whiskey, not cover the whiskey up. And in this case, all it did was just take a really good whiskey and elevate it. Fantastic finish.
My only caveat here, Bob, when you think of port casks, mm-hmm. I think of red fruit.
Yeah.
And I didn't get that here.
No, it's a very unusual finish. I was expecting different from what I got, but I'm glad what I've got because it's fantastic. But all in all, we're going to be rating the Aaron Single Malt Scotch Whiskey Port Cask finish, a well-deserved forceps.
That's classified.
If you find that one on the shelf, grab it. So let's go on to our next whiskey, and we're going to be doing the Aaron Single Malt Scotch Whiskey Amarone finish. Again, 50% ABV, 100 proof, no age statement. This was finished in a selection of Amarone wine casks. The wine cask used for this bottling was sourced from an artisan producer of Amarone in the Veneto region of Italy. So it's got a really nice, almost sort of a reddish bronze color to it. On the nose, when Brent and I were doing it the first time, we just looked at each other and just went cherry. Cherry. The tasting notes from the distiller, though, are absolutely dead on. I mean, I don't know who's writing their tasting notes for them, but they're absolutely dead on. They've got cherry. I got the chocolate, and then the Turkish delight is absolutely there. It's got a beautiful nose on the palate. Hold on. On the palate, I definitely get the pears. I get a huge cranberry on it. Get a little bit of a honey sweetness. And the finish goes on. It's got a nice finish, medium to long. Still get the cherries, get a dark chocolate. And I still get the stewed pears on it. I mean, I really love this one. Really great one. What do you think, Harm?
I have to disagree with you, Bob.
Well, you
I don't. I do stink. Not agree with their tasting note. But first off, Turkish Delight to me is a candy that has too many different flavors. I can't call that a flavor. Because Turkish Delight comes with, like, rose, comes pistachio.
First off, we know you're lying, because your mother doesn't love you, and she never gave you any.
I had to buy them as myself
exactly.
as an adult.
Exactly. There you go. See?
So I had already developed a palate. Mm-hmm. I was not scarred by your weird candies as a child. Because in India, we don't give you candy. You get the belt unless you get all A's. I got 1B once.
Your mom messed up. You needed more belt.
My daughter came up with this herself. She goes, because she came home with a B. She goes, I said, you got a B? I said, I know B means belt. And she came up with it herself. This is the kind of pressure she puts up with at home parents.
You take a belt to that girl, I will come over and beat your rear end.
But anyway, I've had Turkish Delights, and to me that doesn't make sense to me. The cherries and chocolate I will give you. There's a hint absolutely. Of raisin. And you said you got the poached pear. I don't get the poached pear here.
Front of the palate really? When you first sip it, yeah.
Mm.
Oh, just at the very front, and then it's gone. Swallow.
Yeah, remember that.
Swallow, don't inhale.
Rookie mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to talk to you with the still whiskey in my mouth, yeah.
At the first sip, it's there, and then it's gone.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give it to you. There's definitely orchard fruit there.
Yeah.
But other than that, the flavors just go well together. I think they did a great job. And I don't... Normally with Amarone, with the port cask, I didn't get that traditional port cask taste. With Amarone, I'm used to chocolate and raisins, the wine itself.
Yeah.
I'm getting the chocolate, but I'm not getting the raisin.
Yeah, this is different.
There's no raisins.
Well, and honestly, a lot of the Amarone finished wines, a lot of the Amarone finished whiskeys I've had, I have not been a big fan of. It, you know, I mean, some casks make great whiskey. Some, you know, it's like everybody's trying to do a tequila cask with bourbon, and it just doesn't work. It's like, just give up.
I've had a mezcal cask with rye that worked. Yeah, but that's about it.
Yeah, but few. And Amarone has never been one of my favorite for finishing whiskeys, but this one, like you said, it's not a typical Amarone finish at all. It's very, very different. And I think that the flavors all work so well together. What do you think,
Justin?
There's
a floral note too I can't identify. Yeah, Justin,
yeah, I can't put a finger on that. Yeah.
After water, I got mesquite toasted peach pie with a mint finish.
I have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
So you take peach pie, put it on the grill.
Okay.
I'm
with you there.
Smoke it with mesquite.
I've never done anything remotely similar to that.
And then it finishes mint strong after water. Before water, it's what you guys said to me.
Yeah, I do pick up a little bit of that smokiness.
Humor him.
No, I do with water because I just added water. I don't know about the rest of it, but there's a smoky dryness to it.
I'm not getting the peach. And I love peach pie. No, I'm not getting that short.
It's in the middle.
Crust.
Finishes mint.
All right.
Starts.
I'll give you the mint finish. I'll give that to you.
Peach pie in the middle.
And it does have a.
It's brief.
It does have a sweet spot in the center of the tongue. I just can't really identify it as anything in particular.
Yeah, I went to Georgia, had peach pie. I was like, that's it. But it's just,
I think you're just, you're ephemeral. Just, you're just remembering that peach pie with loving.
He's, yeah, he's just fantasizing about peach pie.
Well, that's certainly possible.
Yeah. What'd you think, Brett?
Yeah, so my brother-in-law, he has a pear tree in his backyard. Every year we get different pear jellies. And this reminded me, like, if he made a pear cranberry jelly with honey, that this would be it. Like, this would be exactly what it would taste like.
I'm having a hard time getting the pear. Do I need to add more water to it?
The pear comes right off for me. It comes. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's one of the first things I noticed. I was like, wow. And I just imagine him making a jam out of this and sending it off in for wintertime for everybody. It would be a nice little treat. You can use lots of different secondary berries.
Exactly, and it's a fantastic flavor profile, but like Harm said, it's not what I was expecting when I tasted it as an Amarone finish.
Not at all whiskey. What I was expecting.
Same thing with the port. It was not what I was expecting. It was better than what I was expecting, and this also, not what I was expecting, but better than what I was expecting.
Yep.
I mean, really, all around, just a fantastic whiskey. And we're going to be rating the Aaron Single Malt Scotch Whiskey Amarone Cask Finish, a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
And for the record, I've never had a Turkish Delight.
We'll fix that.
You were a sailor. I'm sure you had. Yeah, okay.
What he called Turkish Delight and what we call it are different things.
Well, what he called a Turkish Delight was what they refer to as a rusty trombone.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, it's
don't
a
look that
thing.
Up, kids.
Yeah, don't look that up. So, so let's go to Harm and have him tell us about our last whiskey from the folks at Aaron.
Okay, thank you, Bob. Our final whiskey from Aaron today is the Aaron Single Malt Scotch Whiskey Sauterne Cask Finish, 50% ABV, 100 proof, non-age statement. This is matured in oak casks for 8 years and then finished in a selection of Sauterne wine casks, specifically selected by their master distiller from a talented small producer of Sauternes. So it's not Chateau Decam. It's a small producer and talented. I wish I knew who they were talking about because I really enjoyed this. The color is light gold, although I can't tell anymore because I've added so much water to it.
It was the lightest one we've had. Yeah. Of everything we're going to have today, this is the lightest one.
Before the water, it was all about honey, and I just thought the nose was muted. And when I tasted it, it brought out some beautiful notes, but I couldn't quite figure out what it was. When I added water, the flavor and the nose exploded.
Yeah, this one needs water. Absolutely.
Yeah, this definitely. It went from golden raisins, and I could taste the botrytis, like from the Sauterne. There was so much good spice, and I can't read what I wrote here. What does that say? Hogwarts? No. No. Anyway, it was just beautiful. Let me just come back to it. So I'm seeing raisins, the botrytis there, honeysuckle, sultanas. Yeah, so this is, the palate's just gorgeous. Mm. All about golden raisin. All about toasty oak, honeysuckle, and apricot. And on the finish, it goes a little soapy, kind of like violets, but it stays towards honey and a little bit like that. That's just honeysuckle and grape. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, this one benefited from water more than any of the three from Aaron.
Yeah, it's just too muted without it. Brent, what did you think about that?
Yeah, on the nose, it's all orange. Orange is what comes out the most.
I don't get orange at all.
You don't get orange on the nose at all? Get that citrus orange note right on the nose?
It's just a hint of orange peel.
The orange peel, exactly.
Just a hint.
But on the palate, when you open up use the water to open it up a little bit, it's like a white pepper explosion in my mouth. Like gives me that whole
nice spice
mouth
is
coating,
huge.
Tingling all over the mouth. And on the finish, you get that honey, you get those floral notes, really big floral notes on the
finish. I get more honeysuckle than orange. I don't know.
Yeah. But it's still another one of these that they've hit it out of the park with this one. They've done an excellent job. If you're a Scotch drinker, you're going to love it. If you're a bourbon drinker, I think you're going to love this.
What do you think, Jason?
I got honeycomb, chili powder. That's pretty much what I got on the palate.
Okay, next.
A little bit of cumin.
I don't disagree with you of the cumin. It's just kind of like right at the edge.
Right at the end.
Yeah. Yeah, just to, yeah, very, very, very end of, yeah, to very, very edge. It's that sort of earthiness kind of.
To me, that's more like the botrytis, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why I can see why you went with cumin.
Yeah, we tried, we poured these, I tried it, and I thought, oh, that's pretty good. And then I added water to it, and it got better. And then I added a little more water to it, and it just exploded.
I didn't like it. I couldn't smell it without the water.
No. There was very little nose without the water, but once you added the water, you know.
These go to 11.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Fantastic whiskey. I'm really loving this one.
Aaron's been doing great things, man. I'm so sad about those first couple batches I got 20 years ago because I was like poo-pooing them for a while. Then now I've tasted the last 10 years.
We've done their line, and everyone loved the main line. Yeah. These are their latest cask releases. And for an upcoming show, we have the 21, and hopefully I've been promised to get a bottle of their 25.
Wow.
And they've only been around for 25, 26 years, so this is literally some of their first distillate. So I'm very excited about that. When we get that 25 in, I'll probably put it with the 21, and we can...
I'm sure, and of course, for things like that, I'm sure they pick just the best barrels.
Yeah, you know,
only the best of the best gets bottled from that.
But I mean, on the nose, there's that honey, and then I do get the citrus, but it's more like the pith on the citrus on the nose as it is for the peel.
It's
for
more
me,
it's bitter. The pith is more bitter.
Yeah, it's. I don't want to say bitter, but just not as sweet. Not as oily.
Maybe that's why I'm not saying it's orange to me because Brent says orange and. You say it's pith, and I'm thinking.
Well, if you take the rind, versus if you dig a little too deep and get a little bit of the white pith with it, that's what I'm getting. So mm-hmm. I'm getting that citrus note, but it's.
Let's agree to disagree on that.
It's got a beautiful honey to it. It's spicy white pepper.
100%.
It's got a little bit of a hold on. It's got a little bit of a salty maritime bit to it to me on the back palate. Just very, very, very.
You're reaching there, man. You're reaching for the maritime note.
And I get it too.
Do you really? Yeah. You get that salt
on the back?
Yeah, on the back palate. Yeah, just a slight bit of salty sea air kind of thing. I get.
I'm not
going to
go for the obvious dirty joke.
I get the.
Brent is smirking.
Well, he's the sailor, so. And a beautiful finish that just goes on and on and on. An absolutely fantastic whiskey. Again, it's, you know, Aaron's a relatively, you know, new producer. I mean, they're in their 24th, 25th year, I believe. But they're hitting it on all cylinders. I mean, we haven't had anything from them in the last year or two that wasn't absolutely fantastic. So we're going to be rating the Aaron Single Malt Scotch Whiskey Sauterne Cascade. Well deserved. 4 sips.
That's classified.
Keep it coming, guys. Let us know what else you got, because everything that's come out has been really, really fantastic. So let's go on to our next whiskey, and we're going to have Justin tell us about that.
The Signatory Vintage Scotch Whiskey Company Limited was founded in 1988 by Andrew and Brian Symington and is one of the largest independent whiskey bottlers in Scotland. Independent bottlers have a long history in Scotland, with some of these companies tracing their roots back to the independent grocers in the 19th century Scottish countryside.
Oh my!
Purchasing casks and bottling them under their store's name. With some many distilleries in Scotland not bottling their own branded single malt, an independent bottler might be the only way you can try a single malt from that particular distillery. Some independent bottlers purchase new casks of new make whiskey and age it in their own warehouses with other mature product and bottle as it is, or take that aged product and finish it in a variety of different casks before bottling. Signatory is a little in the middle, mostly buying young casks with some age on them that show potential, then further aging them or finishing them in various types of casks before bottling them. Signatory's warehouse currently holds 4,000 casks of their maturing whiskey.
That's a small amount of casks, especially compared to anything down here in Kentucky.
It's more than I have in my whiskey room.
Yeah, it's more than you can put in your garage.
Yeah. In addition
I don't
to
know,
the,
I might get that many in my garage.
He might. In addition to the casks purchased from different distilleries in their warehouses, Signatory House also has a direct source for one malt whiskey, having purchased the Urador.
Edradour.
Thank you. Edradour.